Congratulations. You've taken a smart step in beginning this program. This training tape, challenging for all fitness levels, will help you improve your technique and maximize the benefits of every workout. Over the next 30 minutes, we'll be gradually picking up the pace. Walk at a comfortable speed towards a flat, safe area that will allow you to concentrate. A treadmill is also an option. If you need to slow down or stop to stretch at any time, please do so. Are you ready to begin? Your warm-up walk is a perfect time to focus on form. The first step in changing any lifelong habit is to become aware of it. So I want you to start every walk with a body scan. How does your body feel right now? Notice your breathing. Try this. Exhale completely. And then fill your lungs fully with fresh air. Repeat. Push out the old air. And open yourself to the new. Very good. Continue deep, rhythmical breathing as you bring your attention to your body. Notice any areas of pain and stiffness, as well as ease and comfort. First, scan your feet. And now your legs. Your hips. Spine. And back of your body. And now the front of your body. Up to your chest. Shoulders. Arms. Neck. Face. And head. Now give any areas of pain or strain a number from 1 to 10. 10 being the maximum. What would you assign to your vitality level? These numbers are a reference point to help you evaluate your results later on. Our bodies affect our moods. Muscles respond to every anxious thought or painful emotion. Unfortunately, most of us grow up developing poor postural habits, which further drain our energy. Life gets us bent out of shape, creating tension and stress in our bodies. As we age, habitual tension patterns can become weak links, leaving us susceptible to accidents, injuries, and the wear and tear of everyday life. Walking and stretching correctly helps to discharge muscular tensions which have built up in our bodies. Using this tape, you're learning a biomechanically efficient exercise system to build dynamic posture and reduce muscular skeletal strain. I developed the dynamic movement method to free myself of pain, and it's helped hundreds of others. And if you're pain-free now, you want to stay that way to enjoy the benefits and freedom of walking throughout your life. Are you breathing fully? Exhale fully and relax. Inhale deeply and recharge. Good. And again. Maintain body awareness as we begin the second technique, the environment scan. Look around you. Who else is using the walkway? If you need to stay alert to traffic, use only one earphone. For safety along the path, use this eye scan exercise favored by race car drivers. Train your eyes to frequently scan the walkway from far to near to far to near to far to near. Yeah, only your eyes are moving. Your head is still. That's it. As this becomes a habit, you're seeing any obstacle on your path many times before reaching it. You're training yourself to memorize the trail. Walk tall and trust your feet to avoid problems so you can take time to look around and appreciate the beauty of your environment. Exhale and let go. Inhale fully and let nature help revitalize you. You've completed the body scan. You're conscious of your body and your breathing. You've completed the environment scan. You're conscious of your environment. Now you're ready for the technique scan, training your mind and your body. First, the mental training. Champion athletes remind us that the power of positive thinking improves performance. Research in the field of psychoneuroimmunology shows that positive feelings reinforce our natural healing process. Smiling actually makes us feel better. Smile now, as you take time to appreciate the wonderful things you're accomplishing for yourself. Feel your body springing back into shape and trimming down. You're burning up calories right now. Medical research shows you're reducing in other ways. Reducing stress, reducing the risks of heart disease, osteoporosis, cancer, diabetes, and other degenerative diseases. You're reducing future medical bills by taking control of your life, saving yourself precious time, energy, and money. Exercise also retards aging. Take time now to enjoy these extraordinary benefits. I'm sure you've noticed we have more to give others only when we're happy and healthy. Walking dynamically is helping you return your body and mind to a balanced state of health. Now we'll train your body, beginning with the stride analysis, an exercise to observe and correct faulty walking and postural habits. Begin again at your feet. Look down. Are your feet tracking parallel, or are one or both feet pointing out at an angle? Notice if you're rolling to the inside of your feet, this is called pronation, or to the outside, supination. If you have any of these conditions, you may be troubled by pain in your feet, ankles, or around your knees. We've had dynamic walkers report relief from bunion, knee, and other lower leg problems by retraining both feet to track parallel and straight ahead. Take several months to make these changes, 1 degree a week. Work slowly and consistently. Be compassionate with yourself. Next, bring your awareness to your right foot. Notice how you roll from heel to toe. Observe the heel strike, the range of motion in your ankle, and how your foot pushes off behind. Good. Compare this with your left foot. Heel hip, ankle flexibility, and push off. Are you pushing off harder on one side? Relax the dominant leg and give the other leg time to develop more power. Your goal is to balance the right and left sides of your body. Think of it this way. If each of your legs has a different relationship with the earth, the conversation can become very noisy in your hips, low back, and your spine. I've noticed that most people don't use their ankles and lower legs enough. Try this experiment. Walk flat-footed. Notice how your legs, hips, and lower back feel. Now, exaggerate your heel-toe roll. Imagine being a duck paddling its webbed feet. Feel the workout in the back of your legs, thighs, and buttocks. Roll through each part of your foot as if the base of your foot was curved like the base of a rocking horse. Good. Now, exaggerate your push-off behind you. Think about a dog at the beach flicking sand as it digs. Notice how your power and speed increase. If this burns in your shins, slow down a bit. Eventually, they'll strengthen enough to give you a good cardiovascular workout. Limited ankle work robs you not only of power and speed, but from developing great-looking legs and rear end. Next, I want you to listen to and feel the impact of your heel strike. Notice where you feel it up your leg. The noisier the sound, the more compression into all of your joints, the more wear and tear over time on your knees. Instead of stepping forward, emphasize pushing off from behind. Do you land more quietly? How else can you soften your heel strike? Another unconscious habit which could create knee and low back problems is taking too long a stride. Try this. Exaggerate your stride length. Notice how this creates more bouncing? Does this add pressure to your knees and lower back? Now take shorter, quicker steps. Even more shorter, quicker steps. That's right. What changes? Add your powerful push-off, and now find your natural stride length. Good. Your stride length will change during your walk. As your muscles warm up, your hip swivel will increase. The smartest way to walk faster and to build powerful legs is by taking shorter, quicker steps. That's it. And increasing your push-off. Do your knees ever feel locked or painful during any part of your walk? How can you find a comfortable way to keep them soft, yet still powerful? To check your hips and low back, place your hands on your hips with your thumbs forward and your fingers extending towards your low back. How would you describe the movement at your hips? A rise and fall? A swivel? A roll? Or perhaps no movement at all? Is one side different than the other? Sometimes pain or fear of pain can cause a tightening at the low back. Your goal is dynamic strength with flexibility, which the dynamic movement method is helping you develop. Drop your hands now and resume a normal stride. Turn your attention to your arm swing. Bring your right hand to your chest. Notice the power and the tracking of your left arm. Now switch. Bring your left hand to your chest. What do you notice about the power and tracking of your right arm? Continue to alternate back and forth, noticing the differences. Does one arm swing backward or forward more easily? Do you have a stronger arm? Often, a dominant arm will swing forward at the same time with a less dominant leg. Notice which arm and which leg are more powerful or swing further forward. Try placing both hands at your chest. Notice what happens in the rest of your body. Release your arms. How do they help you walk? As you walk right now, use what you've learned to balance your walk. Right to left sides, arm swing, and leg swing. Balancing muscular effort and tension will be healthier for your whole body, especially your spine. As your walk speeds up, do your elbows bend to create a shorter pendulum? Although a bent arm technique may be awkward at first, it's biomechanically more efficient. You'd never see a runner with straight arms. For comparison, try walking at your fastest with your arms straight and long. Observe the tension this creates in your shoulders. Now let your elbows bend to about 90 degrees. Forearms remaining parallel to the ground. Your lightly held fists arc towards the center line of your body, about 12 inches in front of your sternum. Next, Observe the tracking of your arms in your lower peripheral vision. They should match. Check to see that your shoulders stay relaxed. If not, shake out your arms until all shoulder tension has released. Next, I want you to observe your breathing. Would you describe it as shallow or deep? Regular or erratic? Through your nose or mouth? How does increasing your speed change your respiration? Your goal is deep exhales and deep inhales, preferably through your nose and synchronized with your step. Without making any changes, notice where you're looking right now. Feel the position of your head and neck. Do you look down? Is your head forward or your chin dropped? If so, you're placing a demand on the muscles of your neck and back to hold up your 12 to 15 pound head instead of letting it rest gently on the top of your spine. When your posture is poor, you'll eventually feel stress and tension. When you feel the weight of the world on your shoulders, check. It could be your own head. Use the eye scan technique for safety to observe the trail. Near to far, to near to far, to near to far. How is your posture? Do you slouch, roll your shoulders forward, or sway your back? Do you lead with your head, or with your hips, or stick your chest out? Poor posture can lead to pain. Try this. Reach your arms up overhead, lifting tall out of your hips. Each time your arms and shoulders return to your sides, grow taller, elongating your spine. Repeat this exercise several times. Let your low back relax and lengthen, as if you had a heavy tail dropping down. Imagine lifting your head into a beautiful crown. Good job. You're changing faulty walking and postural habits. This is a lot of material. Be patient with yourself. Focus on one aspect of your training each week. Eventually, you'll be able to complete the body scan, environment scan, and technique scan in a few minutes at the beginning of every walk. They'll help you maximize the benefits of every workout. Avoid reinforcing bad habits and feeling them later. Now, if you're ready to stretch, have been in pain recently, have significant health risk factors, or are new to exercise, please turn to the other side now for your cool down walk and stretches. For those of you who are ready for the advanced challenge, we'll pick up the pace. We'll review and put it all together. Scan your body and notice any changes. Scan your environment for safety and to enjoy its natural beauty. Exhale fully and relax. Inhale and fuel your body. That's it. And again. Rhythmical breathing now. Smile, feeling and thinking positively about the benefits you're getting from this workout. Great. First, we'll begin with lower body technique and building a more powerful push-off. Start with your right foot. Plant your heel, then roll through each inch of your foot. Your heel ideally hits to the outside of the center line of the heel, rolls through, and pushes off between the second and third toe. Now focus on your left. Train your feet to roll down this center line and to track parallel. Remember, make a maximum of 1 degree of correction a week until you achieve the optimal position. Listen to the rhythm of your footfall. Do you spend more time on one leg? Balance the push-off power of each foot. You're improving your position. Now add power. Push off under the ball and toes of your right foot. Then your left. And now both. Lean forward from your ankles 1 degree, nose over toes, until you feel your speed pick up. Don't take longer steps. Instead, emphasize the traction of your heel-toe roll. Use your ankles in their full range of motion even more. Push the ground down and away behind you. Feel that? To increase your speed another notch, increase your steps per minute. Your lower leg strength is developing. You're becoming more efficient in using these smaller muscles for speed and rapid turnover. Slow down if your shins or calves are cramping or if you're losing your technique. Next, focusing on the middle of your body, let's check technique at your hips, low back, and pelvis. Do you notice that as your hips have warmed up and loosened, they swivel naturally? This can increase the workout you're getting at your waist. Swing your arms up overhead, lifting tall out of your waist and hips. Each time your arms and shoulders return to your side, find those torso muscles that keep you feeling taller, yet relaxed. Repeat with full breaths. This is called a walking shirt pull. Imagine you're pulling off the old body and pulling on the new, taller you. You got it. The lift allows you more room for your hips to swivel and protects your low back from compression. Relax and elongate your low back by imagining that heavy tail trailing behind you. Gently now, pull your belly button towards your backbone. This will help bring your pelvis into proper position. Imagine your legs start at your belly button and reach down to touch the ground. That's it. Long legs swinging like a pendulum from relaxed hips. Increase your push-off power by tightening the muscles in the back right leg and up into the buttock. Now the left buttock thrust. And now both together. If you feel tightness or pain in your low back, keep your gluteals relaxed for now. Continue breathing fully to keep your torso relaxed. Next, let's focus on upper body technique and building the power of your arm swing. At this speed, your arms are probably bent at the elbows and pumping by your sides. Notice, the more your hips swivel, the more your lightly held hands swing towards your midline, sternum height. Exaggerate your hip swivel and notice what changes. Now, hold your hips from swiveling and compare. Let go and find the optimal motion for your body. The weight and momentum of your arms create a perpetual motion swing. Your shoulders are relaxed, square to the line of direction, and pumping effortlessly. Your forearms are parallel to the ground. Drop them below your waist and notice how they slow you down. Pump them higher and notice extra effort at your shoulders. You're learning to economize your movements and not waste energy. To increase your speed, increase the rate of your arm pump. Your feet will naturally keep up the pace. This next exercise is sophisticated, so pay attention. Pump your right arm as you swing it back, and relax your shoulder as it swings forward. The effort phase is back, back, back. Now the left. Pump your arm as you swing it back. Relax your shoulder when it swings forward. Back, back, back. Can you do both? Imagine flames shooting out of your elbows. Aha! Slow down if your legs are cramping or if your feet begin slapping the ground. Let's conclude by focusing on posture and breathing. Repeat the shirt pull. Inhale as your arms reach overhead. Exhale as they return to your sides. Repeat. Elongate your spine on the overhead inhale. On the exhale, remain elongated with shoulders dropped. Inhale and expand from the inside. Exhale and grow taller. Imagine you're hanging from a golden cord which extends up your spine, out the top of your head, and attaches gently to a cloud. Okay, keep it up. It's your turn now. Review what you've learned and hit an effortless glide. Yes, great workout. You've completed about 30 minutes of walking at an 11 to 15 minute pace.